Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Erevin Daf Nun Beis. We will begin on Daf Nun Aleph on the Beis on the bottom line. It says the Gemara, Rabba Bar Avchanan, have a rogel da osi mi'ativa l'pumbadisa. Rabba Bar Avchanan was accustomed that he would travel on Shabbos from a city that was named was Ativa to a city which was Pumbadisa. These two cities were distant from each other more than 2,000 amos. And what he needed to do, obviously, to be able to make this trip, was put down an eruv tchumim. So he said, when he was still at home, every Erev Shabbos, Tehei Shvi Sasi B'Tzinta. Tzinta was the name of a city which was exactly in between these two cities. And what he said was that I'm going to be kind of Shvisa in between these two cities. I'm going to be kind of Shvisa in the city of Tzinta, and like that, I will be able to travel all the way to the other city, to Pumbadisa on Shabbos. Amle Abaya. So Abaya said to Rabbi Rav Chanan, my datach, what makes you think that you could be kind of Shvisa just by identifying a landmark? You're an usher, because you're still home. And as we said in our previous year, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, that we follow a rule, that we have a machloikus between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And I'm Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda says that the machloikus of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda is even b'mokim pliny, that even if a person's still at home, and he just says that Shtei Shvisasi b'mokim pliny, if he just identified an area where he wants to be kind of Shvisa, that is going to be fine. Ask the Gemara, but as we learned in our previous year, Rav Nachman doesn't agree with Rav Chisda, and Rav Nachman says that even Rav Yehuda agrees that if somebody says Tehei Shvisasi b'mokim pliny, but somebody just wants to identify a landmark and use that as a way to determine where his Erev Tchumen is. We learned that Rav Nachman learned that even Rabbi Yehuda, who represents the more lenient opinion, will not be lenient in such a situation. And at the end of yesterday's shir, V'tanya Kavasei, we learned a brisa that supports that opinion. So how could you rely that you could still be at home and identify an Erev by saying, identifying a landmark? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Chanan said to Abaye, Omlai Hadribi, I indeed made a mistake, and I retract, and I will not determine an Erev or establish an Erev that way. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bechama, Harei Omru, Shavas, if somebody was kind of Shvisa by being in a specific place on Erev Shabbos, Yeshloi Erev Yeshloi Arba Amos. He has four Amos from that area to go, and another 2,000 Amos. That means he gets a space of four Amos and another 2,000 Amos. Now the question is, that's in a case where you made an Erev by physically being there. Ask the Gemara, niceness of Eruvai. But if somebody makes an Erev by putting down an Erev in a certain spot, what will be the halacha then? Yeshloi Arba Amos, does the same halacha apply or loy? And as I saw that the Tosfos Rid explains the Gemara's question, is because the halacha that every person gets Dalar Amos around wherever he is based on the pasuk that we learned in the previous shir. The Gemara, the pasuk says, Shvu Ish Tachtov, and based on that, the Gemara learned that you get Dalar Amos around you. Now, that pasuk explains the Tosfos Rid. It's talking about a person who's physically there. So maybe this halacha that you get Dalar Amos around where you are is only when you are physically there. But if you're establishing your Mokum Shvisa by putting down bread, so then that isn't what the pasuk of Shvuish Tachtav is talking about. And therefore, you wouldn't get Dalar Amos. Or is the halacha that under all circumstances a person is assigned Dalar Amos? Amarav, Tashma, the Mishnah says, Le'amra ma'arvim b'pas, Says the Gemara, we learned at the end of the Mishnah that the reason why Erev by putting down food is acceptable is because Chazal wanted to be lenient, and Chazal wanted to say you don't have to physically be there. If you just have your food, send your food, as the Mishnah gave us all sorts of examples, send your food with all different types of people, and that will make that you could be kind of shvisa. And that was a special kula that Chazal established, that that's an acceptable way of making an Erev. Now points out the Gemara. E amrit, anyway, if we're going to say that a person who made an Erev would pass doesn't get Dalar Amis, so then the way of making an Erev would pass is not a kula. Hai lahokul, it's not a kula l'chachmahu. Because if I would have made an Erev by being physically there, I would be assigned another 4 Amis. By not making an Erev that way, I lose those 4 Amis. It must be that the Mishnah holds that even that way is an acceptable way of making an Erev. Says the Gemara, it's not a compelling proof. A person has to make a choice in life. And what the Gemara is saying is that people would prefer to be able to make an Erev by not having to have to physically go out to wherever the Erev is, rather being able to rely on somebody else doing it for him, even though the cost of doing that is that you lose the Dalar Amis. But it's worth losing that, it's worth losing those Dalar Amis because you won't have to go yourself, you won't have to physically go out yourself to make the Erev. So that there's no answer to that question. Our Mishnah continues to discuss regarding an individual who had intention to go to a different city on Erev Shabbos, and then he came back home. We discussed this in our previous year, and now wants to go to that city on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, Mishi Yotze Leilich Be'ir Shem Arvin Ba. A person who left his city on Erev Shabbos to go to another city which is within 4,000 Amma of where he currently is. And what happened was, his friends told him, don't travel. It's too hot, it's too cold. And therefore the person went back home. Says the Mishnah, who muta leilich, he could travel to that city on Shabbos, because even though he came back to his original city on Erev Shabbos, he certainly had a mind to be kind of shvisa on at a landmark, which is at the right place that he should be able to travel the entire distance to get to that city. However, v'chol b'nei ir, everyone else, even if they wanted to go to that city, asurim, they can't go that way, because since they never began traveling from before Shabbos, the special way of being able to make an Erev by identifying a landmark is only for somebody who began traveling. And hence they then begin traveling, they don't get that dispensation. So now, the Rishonim ask, what the Mishnah seems to say that the reason these people can't make an Erev in a landmark is because they never began to travel. But the Rishonim asks, where does it seem to indicate that they really wanted to travel? All we see that these people did in our Mishnah was prevent the person who was starting to travel from traveling. So the Ramban and the Ravid says that what the story of the Mishnah was, that this person who's traveled originally intended not to make an Erev by just identifying a landmark. The way he wanted to make an Erev was by putting down bread. And we've learned, we just discussed it a moment ago, that when you put down bread, you can make an Erev not just for yourself that way, but you can make an Erev for someone else that way as well. And they thought, and that's what they expected to happen, that this traveler would be putting down bread on their behalf. And then he came back because they recommended that he come back. And the question is, just like he can make an Erev by identifying a landmark, could they rely on him just like they were going to rely on him when he was going to put down bread? The Reina Yonason explains the Mishnah somewhat differently. He explains that the Mishnah speaks about a case where a person was traveling to that city and he met other people from his city who were in the on the road as well. And they were he was traveling in one direction and they were traveling in the opposite direction. And they were the ones that convinced him not to continue traveling in that direction. And they will, and they said to him, go, come back to the city with us, and tomorrow we'll all travel to that other city. Still, since they, and the Mishnah is teaching us, so they were on the road. And as we're learning, someone on the road can establish an Erev just by identifying a place. But because they weren't traveling in that direction, they can't make an Erev that way. Ramei Omer, Kol Shiyocha L'Erev. Somebody could make an Erev by identifying a place, V'loy Erev, and he didn't make an Erev that way. The story of our Mishnah, he was walking in that direction, he could have made an Erev by identifying a landmark, but he turned back, Harei Zechama Gomel. As we've had in this Masechta many times, a Chama Gomel is a donkey is led by the person driving it, standing in the back of the animal. A camel is led by going in front of, by the driver going in front of it. A Chama Gomel is somebody who's in two opposite directions. Because, says Rameya, we need to understand what was this person's intention. Was his intention to continue being Kona Shvisa at that landmark on the way to the other city? Or maybe when he turned back to his original city, what he meant to do by turning back to his original city was saying, no, I'm just going to stay in my original city for Shabbos. So now we don't know which place to be Kona Shvisa. And since we don't know which place to be Kona Shvisa, then we have to be machmer on this person and treat as if he was Kona Shvisa in both, we don't know, and only an area, only a spot, which is an overlap spot, where whether you had been Kona Shvisa in the first city, or whether you're Kona Shvisa in the city that you're traveling to, if there's that spot, there's an overlap, then and only then, that those areas are the only areas that this person could travel. But any other area which we don't, given that we don't know which is his real Erev, we can't let him travel to. Ask the Gemara, Mashna Inu, what is the difference between this person who started traveling, that he could go there all the way to that other city on Shabbos, and the other people may not? Answers the Gemara, Amrava, Huna Hachem Ma'iskin Kegon Sheish Leishnei Batim. A person owns two homes, Ubeinayim, and the distance between these two homes is Shnei Tchumei Shabbos. It's 4,000 Amos. Of course, the Rajba says it's not exactly 4,000 Amos, that we're within 4,000 Amos. And he started traveling on Erev Shabbos with the intention to get to his other home in the other city. His real intention, Rashi says, was to get to his other city, to get to his other home before Shabbos, and be Kona Shvisa in that other town where he wanted to be, where he wanted to be for Shabbos. But what happened was, then his friends convinced him to come back home because of whatever weather situation. So says the Gemara, Ihu he kim the nahava le laorcha, since he started traveling, havle oni, he's considered like an oni, and he could therefore be kind of shvisa, as we've learned so many times, by saying tehei shvisasi b'makom pliny, by identifying a landmark and saying that's where I want to be kind of shvisa. However, hani, these other people that never started traveling, they are a shirininu. They're considered like wealthy people. They don't have the special dispensation that they could even make an Erev by just identifying a spot. The only way they can make an Erev is either by physically being there or by sending their pass there, and therefore they don't have this option. So I saw that the Mefarshim tried to understand What's really the difference between this person and the other people? The Gemara, because if we look at this Gemara, the Gemara really focuses on two different factors. One factor is that he started traveling. They didn't start traveling, the factor that we just mentioned. And the other factor that the Gemara mentioned was that he owns two homes, one in this city and one in the other city, and that they don't. So what is the primary factor that we take into consideration? From Rashi, it seems that the primary factor to take into consideration is that he started traveling or not. He started traveling, and therefore he's in the category of an ani, and the halacha, the special leniency that you could establish an erva just by identifying a landmark, only applies to an ani and not to an usher. But of course, the question is, that's a wonderful way of understanding the Gemara. So why did the Gemara have to also say that he has two homes? What's the difference if he has two homes? So I saw that the Mefarshim answers that if he wouldn't have two homes, then we need to be concerned that when he turned back because of what his friends told him to his original city, what that turning back represents is a total retraction of his intention to go to the other city. If that would represent a total retraction of his intention to go to the other city, then he's no longer considered like an oni who's on the derech that could be kind of shvisa by identifying a landmark. So says the Gemara, what makes us say that that's not what happened? What makes us say that that's not what happened is the fact that he has another home. And the fact that he has another home in that city, to us, is a clear indication that he's not just interested, is to us a clear indication that he's not just interested in going back to the original city, because he's maybe not interested in going back to that original city. What it represents, he is still interested in going there. Why is he still interested in going there? Because he has a home there. And because he has a home there, that's why we don't assume that just because he turned back, he changed his mind. That's a pshat. That's one pshat. It seems that's what the way Rashi would learn the Gemara. Tanya Amihachi, and says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Mishesh Leshnei Beatim, somebody owns two homes, Ubeineyem Shnei Tchumishab, so between these two homes, there's a distance of about 4,000 Amos, Kivin Shesu Baderach, once he's on the road, Kana Erev, he could establish an Erev on the road, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, Al-Kaira Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu Matzah Chaveroi. Even if he was met by friends, Vamaloi, Linpoi, stay where we are. Shas Chamahu, Shas Tzinahu, it's hot, it's cold. Lemacher, Mashkev Ha'olach, he could go on the next way, because we're certain that he intended to be Koine Shvisa at a landmark in the middle of the trip. Amar Rava, Loimer. If his friend told him, stay here, everybody will agree that if he changes his mind on his own, then he has, that's not going to work. And we can't assume that he's still interested in traveling to that other home. And therefore, the halach is that if it was on his own, we can't assume that. If it was done because his friends told him, we can't assume that. Keep ligi, when do we have machloika v'hachzik b'derech? Do you have to at least start traveling? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could only be kind of shvisa in this method of identifying a place if you started traveling. But if you haven't even begun traveling, even though it was very much your intention, it doesn't make a difference. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if you didn't start traveling, but it was your intention to start traveling, and as it was your intention to begin traveling, your friend told you, what are you going to travel now? It's hot, it's cold. Now is not a time to travel. And that's why you didn't travel. But since it was your intention to travel, your intention to travel is enough to give you the right to make an Erev by identifying a landmark. Rabbi Yosef has a different way of understanding the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Lachsa de kulam leplig de tzarech. Everybody agrees that you have to start traveling. And if you didn't begin traveling at all, you can't rely on identifying an Erev by saying that's where I want my Erev to be. Ki pligi, the machlokes is, that you also have to have loimer, that your friends told you to stay. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that even if you went back on your own, you could be kind of shvisa at that landmark. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds, only if your friends told you to go back, that's when we could be lenient. But if your friends weren't the one to tell you to go back, you only went back because you on your own decided to go back, then we won't be lenient for you. Ask the Gemara, Kaman Hazla Hada Am Ula, according to whom does this story of Ula follow? That Ula said is halacha. Mishach v'derech. Somebody started traveling. V'chzire chaver, and his friends convinced him not to travel. Harei muchser. We treat him like he came back. A muchser. And we also treat him like he's on the road. So stops the Gemara and asks, I don't understand the statement. E muchser. If we're considered like he's back in his original city, Lama Muchsuk, how can we consider him like he's on the road already? The Muchsuk, and if we're treating him like he's on the road, Lama Muchsuk, what does it mean like we're treating him like he came back? Answers the Gemara Hachkamer. This is the way to understand what Ula meant to say. Avshabish Muchsuk, even though he came back to his original city because his friends convinced him not to take the trip, Muchsuk, we consider him as if he's on the road. Kaman, whose opinion is that you have to have two conditions. Number one, that you should have been on the road. And number two, you should have been brought back, not by your own volition, but by your friends convincing you to do so. Rabbi Yosef, I leave the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It follows this last interpretation of Rabbi Yosef's interpretation of the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that only when you have both of these conditions do you have this leniency. Says the Gemara, Yehuda bar Ishasa, Isaac Kakola de Peri. They brought him a basket of fruit. Rav Nosson, Isaac Kakola de Peri, Rav Nosson bar Oshia. He brought Rav Nosson bar Oshia a basket of fruit on Erev Shabbos, and he wanted to bring it back to his original city, Kiava Ozel. So when Rav Yehuda bar Ishasa was trying to go back to his original city, that means he brought it to Rav Nosson, and he gave it to Rav Nosson, and he wanted to go back home, and it was within 4,000 amos. Shafke adenachas darga. So when Rav Yehuda wanted to go back, Shafke Rav Nosson to go until he took one step, and then after he took one step, in other words, by taking one step, he's in the category of a hechzik b'darach. Amalei b'shacha. He said, stay overnight here. Ulamacha kadavazel. And tomorrow morning, you'll be able to go back to your city. Kaman, who was this following? Says the Gemara again, that you have two conditions. Number one, he started traveling already. And because he had begun traveling. And number two, the reason he didn't go all the way was because Rav Nosson was the one that told him not to go back. So when you have both of those conditions, you could rely on this leniency. So here we're learning a new concept. A concept of somebody who starts traveling, or even somebody who intends to travel, is considered as if he's traveling already. Where is this relevant? The Shalos HaTshuvos Shvus Yaakov Chelik Bey Simon Nemvov discusses the halacha at Tfilas HaDerech. And he quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Haim Simon Kuf Yud Sifov that says that the Maram Maratenberg had a custom that if he knew he was traveling that day, when he's Davin Shemone Esrei in the morning, or when he said Birchas HaShachar in the morning, he would say at that point Tfilas HaDerech. The reason he did so is because there's a very big concern when we say Tefillas Aderech that it should be a bracha smucha l'chavrit. It should be said before you say, right after you say a bracha. And that's why, in fact, many people, before they say Tefillas Aderech, they make a bracha on something and they eat it, and then they say Tefillas Aderech. So he felt that as soon as you're hechzik b'derech, as soon as you're on the road, you started traveling, that is considered, like you could say, Tefillas Aderech. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that hechzik b'derech is not enough that you intend to travel. Hechzik b'derech means that you actually are traveled. And just intending to travel is not adequate to be allowed you to say Tefillas Aderech. And the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kuf Yud, Sivkat Chav Zayin, indeed paskens that way, that one should not say Tefillas Aderech just because he intends to travel. You could only say Tefillas Aderech when you actually have begun traveling. And without that, you cannot say Tefillas Aderech. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody could have made an Erev, we don't know what he meant to do. Did he mean to make an Erev at that landmark? Did he mean to make the Erev where he is? The halacha is that he's a chama gomel. We treat him like a suffix. Ask the Gemara, but this concept that Ramey is expressing, that whenever we have a suffix, where we don't know the status of an Erev, we treat him like a chama gomel, and he could only go and travel in a place that's certainly within his tchum. Ask the Gemara, Tanina Chada Zimna. We've already learned. We learned in a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph that somebody put down an Erev where it needs to be and then it rolled outside the Tchum. Or a gal, a rubble fell on top of it or got burnt. Now, if this would have happened before Ben Ishmashas, he doesn't have a valid Erev. If it happened after Ben Ishmashas, it's a valid Erev. So it's a Suffolk. And we learned Suffolk. When you have a Suffolk on the Kashrus of the Erev, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda Oimar Reza Chama Gamul. So we see already that Ramei taught us that whenever we have a suffix, he's in the status of Chama Gamul. So in our Mishnah as well, we don't know exactly where he was Kaina Shvisa. Was he Kaina Shvisa in his original town? Or was he Kaina Shvisa in the spat between the two towns? We have a suffix and he's a Chama Gamul. Why did Ramei have to say it again? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Sheshes. Loitem Tem de Ramei. Don't say, because we want to be able to understand the opinion of Ramei correctly, says the Gemara. Because don't say that the reason for Ramei is because Suffolk Erev, Suffolk Loy Erev, who da v'cham gomel. If we don't know if there was an Erev or not, that's when we're Suffolk. Aval, in our Mishnah, Vade Loy Erev, he didn't make an Erev. And maybe we could assume that he came back home, and he didn't, by coming back home, he certainly meant that that's where he's going to be for Shabbos. And therefore, he should not be considered a Chama Gomel. To teach us, Afilu Vadi Loy Erev, even though he didn't make an Erev in this spot between the two cities, still have a Chama Gomel. He's still considered a Chama Gomel. The Hocha, because that's the case of our Mishnah, where Vade Lo Erev, he didn't make an Erev between the two cities, and still Remeya considers him in a situation of Suffolk of a Chama Gomel. Says the Mishnah, Mishi Yotza Chutz Tchum, if somebody stepped outside of his Tchum, Afilo Ama Achad Lo Yikonis. He's not allowed to take one step back. Even though, as we've learned, and we discussed earlier in our shiur today, that a person, when he reaches his tchum, has four amas in his direction. So if he only stepped out one amma from his tchum, so why shouldn't he come back? Why shouldn't he be able to go back? He's still within three amas of where he's allowed to walk. The halacha, says Rabbeinu Yonason, is that even though Chazal gave him these extra four amas, those extra four amas are a special dispensation that you can walk within four amas out of your tchum. But it doesn't allow you to be considered that if you didn't use it all up, as if you're still within your original tchum. The Rambam seems to have a different explanation. Yes, you have four amas, But the four Amos are only in one direction. So maybe the person who took a step in one Amma, maybe was going in the wrong direction. The four Amos that he got were in the other direction, and therefore the Chazal could not be lenient for him. Blezomer, Shtai Amos Yikonis, two Amos he could go back in, Shalosh Lo Yikonis. And the way the Rashba explains this halacha, it goes back to a subject that we've discussed previously. And that's the subject of Havlos Tchumim. Rabbi Elazar subscribes to Havlos Tchumim, and therefore since he has two Amos in each direction, according to Rabbi Elazar, and he only walked one Am in that direction, so Rabbi Elazar says that if he's going to take an Am a step back, he's going to be back in his original Tchum. And Rabbi Elazar subscribes to the concept of Havlos Tchumim, that if you take that one Am a step back, that's good enough that you should be able to continue to be considered as if you were in the original Tchum. Whereas the Rabbanon do not subscribe to the concept of Havlos Tchumim. Arav Chanina, says the Gemara, if we have an individual, says Rabbi Chanina, the Ragla Achas B'toich Tchum, one of his feet is still within his Tchum, Ragla Achas Chutz Tchum, and one of his feet are outside of Tchum. The Halach is, he's treated as if he left his Tchum. And once he loses Tchum, again, following the opinion of the Chachamim and our Mishnah, that once you lose your Tchum, you cannot come back, says Rav Chanina, even one step out of your Tchum, you lose your Tchum. The Ksiv, what is the reason for this? The Pasuk says, Im Toshes Mishabes Raglecha. But that's the Kree. The Kree, the way the word is pronounced, is Raglecha, Loshen Rabim. But the Ksiv, is the way it's written, is Raglecha, one leg. And from here we learn that even if just one foot is out of the Tchum, you cannot come back. Ask the Gemara, but isn't there a Braisa? V'tanya, Raglecha, V'tanya, Tchum, Raglecha, Chutz Tchum. One foot is still within the Tchum, and one foot is outside the Tchum. The Halacha is Yikoneis. Answers the Gemara, Hamani, that Braisa represents the opinion of Acherim. The Tanya, Acherim, Oimrim, L'rakam Shruba Hunisker. We follow where most of the body is. And if most of the body is still in the Tchum, even though one leg is outside of the Tchum, he's considered within his original Tchum. And because he's considered within his original Tchum, he's fine. Ikad Amri, but there's a different version of this Gemara. Amar Chanina, Raglach B'toich Tchum, Raglach Chutz Tchum, one foot in the Tchum and one foot out of the Tchum, Yikonis. He could still go back. It's not considered as if he left his Tchum. The Ksib, because the Pasuk says, in Toshim Mishabes Raglecha. And as we just said, Raglecha, the Kree is Raglecha Loshen Rabim. From here we see that only if both feet are out of the Tchum is it considered as if you left the Tchum. But if both feet are not out of the Tchum, it's not considered as if you left the Tchum. Ask the Gemara, V'tanya Lo Yikonis. Didn't we see another braisa that says that if one leg is out of the Tchum, you may not come back? Not what we just learned. And says the Gemara, who amaka cherim? The cherim hold l'makom shiru b'nisker. The person follows where most of his body is. And wherever most of your body is, that's where you're considered you are. V'lez oimer, we learned in the Mishnah, shtayim, if you walk two amas out of your Tchum, you could still yikonis, you could go back to your Tchum. But shalosh, if you walk three amas out of your Tchum, lo yikonis, you cannot go back. Ask the Gemara v'tanya, but haven't we learned the braisa that says Rabbi Elazar oimer achas yikonis, that only if you took one amma out of your Tchum may you go back. But if shtayim, if you already walked the full two amas out of your Tchum, lo yikonis, you can't go back. Answers the Gemara, lo kasha. There's a way of reconciling the Mishnah and the braisa. The Mishnah says that if you walk two amas, you could still go back. Daka chada, it's talking that you went one amma out of your first Tchum, and you're in the middle of the second amma. So you haven't completely left those two amas that Rabbi Elazar assigns to you. And once you haven't left completely those two amas that Rabbi Elazar assigned to you, coupled with the fact, as we learned the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar holds of Havlos Tchumim, so that's enough that you should be able to go back to your original Tchum. Whereas, if you completely left the two Amis, and now you're ready to come Atlas, So you're already in the third Amma. So that means you're completely out of those two extra Ammas that Rebbe Elazar gave you. If you're completely out of those two Ammas that Rebbe Elazar gave you, then everybody will agree you can't go back to your Tchum. Ask the Gemara, but there's another Braisa. Rebbe Elazar Oima Fila Amma Achas. Even if you took just one Amma of your original Tchum Lo Yikonis, so how are you saying, ask the Gemara, that Rebbe Elazar gives you the full two Ammas? Answers the Gemara, Ki Tanya he, that Bryce is referring to a different halacha. That Bryce is talking lemoided. It's not talking regarding the halacha that we've been discussing in our Mishnah and Gemara regarding someone who leaves a tchum. Rather, it's talking about a person who's traveling on the road and it got dark and he was kind of shvisa at a certain spot. And he could go, if he was kind of shvisa on that spot, he was kind of shvisa by being at that exact spot. And he could walk 2,000 amas in either direction. So he started traveling in one direction, and the 2,000 amas end exactly one amma away from the city. That means his Erev Tchumim was 2,000 amas away from the city. The halacha is, he can't go into that city. The Tchum ends there, and he's stuck. The Tanan, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah later in our Masechta on Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, lemoided. If somebody was kind of shvisa in a certain spot, and now he's walking from the place where he was kind of shvisa, and he's measuring, as we know, 2,000 amma, which is the amount that he may travel. Shamrun Shinoisim Loyapayim Amma, that Chazal say we gave him 2,000 amma. Afilu Soif Midasa Klolab Moro. Wherever the 2,000 amma end, even if he's in the middle of a cave, he can't travel further. And as we've explained this halacha previously, the way we explained this halacha previously is that if someone were in a cave, Erev Shabbos, if he was kind of shvis in that cave, no matter how large the cave is, the entire cave is considered just like Dalet Amos. And then he could travel outside, he could walk the entire cave, and from outside the cave, he gets 2,000 amma. That's because he was on that cave before Shabbos. But here we're referring to an individual who's traveling, and he travels the 2,000 ammas that he's allowed to travel, and he ends up wherever he ends up, in the middle of a cave, in the middle of a city, an amma away from the city. Wherever those 2,000 ammas end, there and only there is where his only till there and not any further may he travel. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Hichshe Chutz L'Tchum. Somebody who ends up being outside of the Tchum on Erev Shabbos, and he didn't have the ability to get into the city before it got dark. Afilo Amma Achas, as we just learned, even if he's just one amma away from the next city, even if one amma short, 2,000 amma, one amma away, Lo Yikonis, he can't go to the city if he's more than 2,000 amma away, no matter how little. Rav Shimon gives us a leniency. Afilo Chamesh Esrei Amos, even his Tchum, from his Tchum to the city is 15 Amos, we could still be lenient. Shein HaMoshchus Mematzins Amidus Mepnei Atoyim. People aren't exact when they measure the Tchum, they give you a little, they're 15 Amos short. And therefore, this person, and the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara, this person didn't do this deliberately. He got stuck on the road, like the Mishnah said, it got dark. So Chazal were lenient and they gave him 15 Amos. Why did they give him the 15 Amos? So the way Rashi learns in the first Pshat is that the people who used to make these tchumim and used to make these, were particularly didn't make it exact. They always made it 15 amas short for this very reason. And now, therefore, that's how you get these 15 amas. That's one pshat, Rashi suggests. Because, and as the Tosfos Yontov explains that first pshat in Rashi, the people who did this measuring knew that people sometimes are going to get too tight. And that's why they gave us this leeway. Rashi gives a different pshat, Rashi Devei Maskil Pnei. He says that when you measure with strings, and we're going to speak, we spoke earlier that the ropes that they used to measure were 50 amma long. but you have the place where the people's hands are on those ropes. So when you're going to measure 2,000 amos with 50 amma long ropes, you're going to need to do so 40 times. And every time when you're doing so, you're going to, the spot where your hand is on the rope is deducted. If you take that, the amount that that takes up is a tefach and a half a etzba. So if every rope is held by two people on the two sides of the rope, you have a total of two tefachim and one etzba. When you do this 40 times two tefachim and etzba equal 50 amos. And that 15 amos, and that's the 15 amos that are referred to in our Mishnah. Tana, says the Gemara, when we learn to pnei atayim, it means with pnei atayim hamidim. That means, and then there's two ways of learning. One way atayim hamidim is the people who do the measuring, and because the people who do the measuring, as we just explained, don't do it exact, they're 15 amos short because of the place of their hands. That's why you end up gaining, you have this 15 amma leeway if you need it. The other pshat toya mida is for the people who are traveling. And because these people are traveling, and we know that sometimes they'll be short, so we up front never make it a full 2,000 amma. And now, when this person was an oinus, it got dark on him without him something beyond his control, he could rely on that 15 amma leeway. Hanulach Mishat Tzior, Hanulach Mishat Tzior, Hanulach Mishat Tzior.